How's it going, growers, and welcome to the second episode of Growing Stillwater. In this installment of our transplanted podcast, we embark on a journey to Windy Acres Garden, a natural haven nestled in the heart of Stillwater, Oklahoma. I'm your host, Moose, the first-generation natural lettuce farmer, and joining me today is the delightful Poppy Doodle's better half, Summer. In this captivating episode of our podcast, we delve into the remarkable journey of a couple whose love story blossomed amidst the fertile fields of Stillwater. Join us as we explore their experience, from the nostalgic days of OSU in 1966 to cultivating a bountiful relationship grounded in shared passion for gardening and farming life. Today we have the pleasure of chatting with Nancy and Tom Stevens, a retired couple who've cultivated Windy Acres Garden, a thriving natural farm in Stillwater, for over 7 fruitful years. Their green thumb experience extends beyond Windy Acres, with a remarkable 20 years growing in Stillwater, selling their produce both on their farm and at the local Stillwater market. Join us as we dive into the rich tapestry of their experience, learn about natural farming practices, the vibrant community in Stillwater, and gaining insight into the unique challenges and joys of farming a relationship. Get ready to grow with us. Whether you're a seasoned farmer, a budding enthusiast, or simply curious about the growth happening in Stillwater, this episode promises to be a delightful blend of horticulture wisdom and heartfelt anecdotes.
Okay, well, I'm Tom Stevens. Used to work for OSU in the agronomy department, peanut breeding and management. And since retired, just got taken over the garden she had started. It's kind of grown a little bit since then.
And I'm Nancy Stevens. I used to work for the State Department of Career Tech and in the computer area. We started out with a little garden in our backyard and that I'd grow tomatoes and stuff in. And then we kind of grew. Once he retired, he sort of took over the gardening. And so then when I retired, we joined the farmer's market and did that for a while. And it was fun, really enjoyed it. But then, you know, age catches up with you.
Yeah, farming is not easy on the body.
It's not, especially in the summertime when you need to have some energy.
So I was reading you guys went to school in like around 1960 or 70.
Yeah.
66, 70.
Yeah, I started in 66.
Okay.
He was.
What was OSU like back then?
Not nearly as big as it is now.
Yeah. Yeah. A lot more buildings and the stadium, obviously. Oh, yeah. And how did you learn about growing, and what made you start growing for others?
Well, for me, anyways, my mother and daddy had a garden all the time I was growing up, you know, and I was not interested in it. I mean, I just knew we had food on the table. But after I kind of got married and had my own kids and, you know, I kind of got to craving that fresh garden food. And so got into just growing stuff in the backyard. And then when he retired, we bought this place here and started a garden out here and eventually moved out here.
So. Did both of your family grow? Was that a part of your lives when you were growing up?
Well, they never really made that big a deal out of it, but Dad worked in an oil field, and always all the pumpers and all that there always had little gardens out to one side. We bought 5 acres when I was in junior high. Mm-hmm. And moved out of town and had a garden out there. And my brother and I had a few sheep and, you know, cattle and all we exhibited and showed around.
So just like the norm, like what you did, right?
Yeah. And the garden increased a little bit and we had the acreage and, of course, we had chickens and stuff too.
Yeah, and I heard you guys, did you guys meet at the choir or did you guys do choir together?
Well, we sang in a choir together. You know, sings bass, I sing alto.
That's awesome.
And we sang in the community singers for a long time.
Excellent.
And they're still going.
That's so cool.
That really, we met, he picked me up on the street corner. That's what we always tell people. Because he was going to school here at OSU, and I grew up in Arkansas, so sometimes my accent comes through. But I was out here the summer between my junior and senior year on a national scholarship for high school students. I was a pretty good student, and my brother decided I'd be a candidate for this. So anyways, I ended up out here for 6 weeks. My pastor and my church back at home knew I was just going to go wild in a, you know, big college town and everything, little country girl. And so he called the pastor of the church Tom was going to out here and asked him if he could invite me to church. Yeah. You know, pastor called me and say he was going to send me a couple of college guys out to pick me up to be on, you know, in front of Willard Hall at this certain time on Sunday morning. So I was, and sure enough, these two college guys picked me up on the street corner and took me to church.
That's awesome.
That's how we met.
That was my first year up here, and worked out at the sheep barn, and my roommate is the only one that had a car, so we went down there and picked her up on the street corner and took her to church.
So I was in high school, he was in college, and we wrote back and forth. Then he came to see me one time. He had a buddy that he had met here that lived down close to where I lived, and I don't know, we dated with him and his girlfriend, and I don't know, then we kept writing and ended up getting married. So
that's great. Yeah.
We've been married a long time.
You guys still, you sing together here in the house, or
no.
Do you do any choir anymore? Or?
No, we went, you know, once we got out of the, we sang in a church choir and we sang in the community singers. And well, we were in the, trying to do the, you know, garden and the farmer's market and all at that time.
Takes a lot of time. Yeah.
Yeah. I think they practiced on Thursday nights or something. And
Talking on the market, how long did you guys participate in the Stillwater market?
Well, I was trying to figure that out. 4 or 5 till just 2 or 3 years ago. 10 years at least.
Wow. Okay.
And you were secretary?
I was for a while, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Awesome.
That's a job nobody else wanted.
Lots of like writing and
writing.
What would you say is your favorite crop? Each, hopefully you have different ones. Maybe you have the same one.
Well, I kind of like beans and peas because they're easy to grow and easy to harvest.
Mm-hmm. Every time I come over here, you're shucking them, right?
Yeah. I have a picture of him asleep in his chair over there. He was going like this, and shelling peas, and he had a pea in his hand.
Yeah, that wouldn't that be nice if you could shell peas in your sleep?
Pick peas in the morning and shell them in the afternoon.
Yes.
Nice. What about you, Nancy?
Well, I like to grow herbs, and I guess basil is my favorite herb.
You know? Like to cook a lot, right?
Yeah, I do. I cook. Usually I use a recipe as a guide. I may take 2 or 3 recipes and kind of put them together and come up with something edible.
Yeah, awesome. Yeah, we love to cook with our food, and we've got a little bit of herbs. We've got parsley and a little bit of cilantro, and we're trying to incorporate those. Fresh herbs are so much better than store-bought.
Right. Got a new dehydrator for Christmas, so I'm going to try to dehydrate them.
We can do a podcast on dehydrated. I got into dehydrating stuff this winter.
We actually wanted to talk to you about another topic that failed at. But, she's been more successful than I will say that. How important do you think homegrown food is to your family and
I cringe at buying fresh vegetables and stuff in the stores. I don't know where they've been or what's been on them. And I'd just rather, you know.
I'll say our oldest granddaughter's in college. She's always coming over here and getting canned green beans.
Great.
It's so nice.
I hope to grow what feeds my children. I hope they come. If they go away for a period of time, I hope they come back and eat more.
Even feeding grandkids in college.
Right, exactly.
She's got a new roommate now, and she was asking me if we would like some help with the gardening this summer love to help.
Awesome. See, as a new farmer trying to join a new ag industry, do you have any advice for first-time growers that want to participate in selling to the market or to restaurants or just getting started? Any advice?
Well, you just have to jump in and do it. And I always say the thing about gardening is I mean, you need to read and see what works for other people, but, you know, different farms have different kinds of soils and, you know, and all. And, you know, we've been building our soil for how many years, you know, with compost and mm-hmm. yeah, a long time. And
I watched the YouTube video of you composting.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. With the tractor, I think. That was pretty
awesome. I used to drive the tractor.
I was like, is that Nancy on the tractor? Yeah.
She used to work out her frustrations, come home from work and get on the tractor, go out and turn the compost.
That's awesome.
Yeah. That sounds fun.
Yeah, it was cool. You had gotten some scraps from the Good Little Eater.
Yeah.
Back in 2010, I think.
That was a long time ago.
Yeah. So how did you... I mean, I know that it was probably a smaller business, right? Like the farmer's market.
Yeah, we just kind of grew
Wednesdays
into
and
it.
Saturdays. How did you guys continue to like work together and not, you know, get on each other's nerves?
Well, we'd have to kind of.
Yeah. My question was, what's the key to a happy farm business?
That's why I kind of do the stuff up around the house and the herbs and little stuff. And he does the big garden out there because we get crosswise sometimes.
Yeah. Setting good boundaries.
Yes.
Well, we do pretty good.
Yeah, we do.
I'd say so. I guess we kind of touched on it, but, you know, I've come over and got a starter from you and had an attempt at trying to do sourdough.
Yes.
And for Christmas, I got a lot more tools to try and help her.
He ruined the starter, so I've brought an empty jar.
I can give you some more.
Yeah.
In fact, I've got the recipe now.
Okay, good, because I've tried to start my own.
I've tried to do sourdough for many years and had these kind of flat, kind of spongy loaves. So I can get them real poofed up now. So.
Nice. Okay.
So I've got the recipe, and I'll tell you about it.
I had been
afterwards.
trying to do a starter on my own. I was like, I'm going to go straight into trying to build my own starter. And so I've been feeding it twice a day and all that, and it's just not working.
I'll give you some pointers.
Okay.
We got our starter from John Homer's wife.
That's what I was going to ask you, is if you've built your own already.
Start with a good starter, I guess.
Don't try to build your own like I did right off the bat.
Well, I didn't. I'm for shortcuts if it saves time.
Yeah, me too. I know. Yeah, I mean.
Awesome. Yeah, we thought about it. I think the Amish store. What
down at Perkins?
Yeah, well, not. It's over by the greenhouse.
Oh.
Big Country.
Oh, okay.
Yes. Okay. But they have, I noticed that they have sourdough starters there in the fridge.
Okay.
I guess if you get Janine one.
How long have you been making sourdough?
It's probably been 5 or 6 years.
Okay.
Like I said, I mean, I got some starter from a gal I know, and I've piddled with it for a while. And there's some Facebook groups called, and one of them is Perfect Sourdough. Mm-hmm. And that's very helpful. You know, you ask a question on there and you'll get 100 answers, you know.
All saying different things.
Yeah, right. And so, I kept trying and kept trying. And sometimes my sourdough stays in the refrigerator for weeks. Yeah. I mean, I don't bake during the summertime. It's just too hot.
Yeah.
And you can always revive it. It just takes a little bit of effort and several feedings. And then I also don't use white flour. I use a combination of whole wheat flour and maybe a little bit of rye flour. Makes it more active. I don't know. Okay. I just had better luck using that.
Why did you start doing sourdough versus just regular bread? And do you still bake regular bread?
I have a bread maker, and you know, if I want to do something quick and easy, I might put something in there. Mm-hmm. I don't tend to like just regular white bread, so I never make anything like that. But I have a cranberry walnut bread that I enjoy making, but it's a yeast bread. You use yeast. But the sourdough thing about sourdough is you just need the starter. You don't need all this other stuff. You just need the starter, and you add the starter plus flour and water, and then it's just a miracle.
It has grows. That like really good yeasty taste to it, you know, like
takes on a life of its own.
Yeah, we love fermented foods and sourdough. I didn't have it much in Germany. You guys have been to Germany.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah, they have a bunch of baked breads, brooches, yeah, and stuff. And yeah, it tastes completely different than over here.
Yeah.
And people over there think it's funny that we have bread that lasts that long.
So obviously I have a lot of discard now.
Yes.
Because I was not doing well. Uh-huh. And so I saw you feeding it to your chickens.
Your chickens.
You can just give
it.
Them the straight up discard.
They just give them, if you get too much, supposed to be good for them. At least what I read said it was.
Okay. And then how do you like keep on top of your starter? Like do you just,
I just keep it in the refrigerator until I get ready to use it. And if it's been in there a long time, I might have to feed it, you know, a couple of days, you know, to get it kind of active again. And then then I make my bread and then I put it back in the refrigerator until I want to do it again.
Cool. Awesome. Our randomizer. So would you like to choose a card?
Shake them up.
We'll just see what we get here. This is a new
Here. Gosh.
Just take the top one.
If you don't like it, then let me know and we'll switch you out.
Okay. Oh, dear. If your partner filled in for you at work, what would happen? Nothing.
Because you're retired.
Well, when I was working, I was a computer person, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Computer programming and stuff. And he shies away. I'm the techie person in the family. He would just sit and twiddle his thumbs all day, I guess.
Not know what to
play
do.
Solitaire on the computer.
True, yeah.
That's a good one. Give one to Tom.
Okay. Okay, what's the craziest thing we've ever done together?
Boy.
First thing that enters my mind, you guys driving back that night from Bartlesville.
Oh, yes.
Our youngest son was... he was a scoutmaster, lived in Bartlesville for a while. Mm-hmm. And it was getting toward dark, and we were driving back. We would take a two-lane road, you know, over to Ponca City. And I mean, there wasn't anything on that road. There were no houses, no lights, nothing, until we came to a stoplight. Mm-hmm. I think that was the first light we came to on the whole trip.
Yeah, except we saw the railroad lights blinking off in the distance, but we didn't know what it was. It was just this blinking red light. We thought we were getting captured by aliens, but
I feel like we were on a road like that the other day. It was like
a dark night.
Yeah. I mean, I guess it was out through the Osage Reservoir, Osage County up there, you know.
Yeah.
And there just weren't any lights at all out there.
Yeah. Okay, I have a question. What is the number one thing that you can do to keep marriage alive?
Work in the garden. What did you say? Yeah, I don't know. We did a lot of, we have a lot of separate interests, but we also have things we do together. You know, we used to go to some, you know, seminars over in Poto at the Kerr Center?
Yeah, the Kerr Center.
Kerr Center.
Okay.
Then we'd go to the HIS meeting.
And we'd go to
every year.
HIS is Horticulture Industry
Society
or something like that in west side of Arkansas and east side of Oklahoma.
Tulsa and Fort Smith.
Yeah, basically. And we go to those together and, you know.
There was first part of January.
Yeah, it gives us some good ideas and different seminars and tours and various things we enjoyed doing together. So,
awesome. Yeah, we loved, we got a camper and we dragged the kids out and go out in the woods anytime we can. Arkansas, we did the Ale Trail in Arkansas.
Oh, wow.
By the University of Arkansas in Fayetteville.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. It's like a passport. Actually, we went to the most sustainable brewery in, or was it business, in Arkansas. It was a brewery, and they used, like, chain winches to hoist large grain bags to the top of this barn, and then he would drop the grain that was already milled into chutes down into the brew house, and then he would make his batch on the middle level, and after fermentation, he would, you know, feed it down into the basement, which was a cellar. And, it was a really cool place. He grew hops. He had a little hop yard.
I grew some hops one time when we lived in town.
I hope you traveled to Germany a couple of times too, right?
Yeah, we, when our son was in the military, he was stationed over there. Yeah. We went over there.
Derek was stationed in Germany.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then Margaret, her high school class.
Yeah.
She took German in high school, and they had a field trip over there one summer.
We were chaperones.
We met a chaperone.
Oh, cool. Yeah. What was your favorite part about Germany? Well, if you can remember something.
Gosh. See, that's a long time ago, too. We lived... he lived in an apartment above a German family's home.
Oh, cool.
So we got to meet them.
Cool.
And it was kind of, it was just kind of neat not to be in a, you know, doing touristy things.
Yeah.
We just did things that, and we went to some Christmas markets. And
You're speaking my love language. Glühwein.
Yeah, old wine.
And wine, and that was awful. I thought it was terrible.
Yeah, me too. Glühwein's real bad.
Well, I used to be around Christmas Day. Of course, there wasn't anything open. Mm-hmm. And for Christmas dinner, we just had a couple of boxes of macaroni and cheese mix that he had in the pantry.
Because, you know, he was
like, all they had.
That's all they had. Army guy.
Because everything
prepared shop for Christmas or anything. We had macaroni and cheese for Christmas.
Yeah, that's not too bad.
Yeah.
That sounds like a soldier.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, yeah, I think that's all the questions that we have for today.
Well,
but we're excited to see what you guys are growing next year. And thank you for your time today. This was a lot of fun.
Thank you for coming. We're flattered.
And thanks for helping us out,
yes.
We need good friends.
You guys were really super helpful this year. It just felt like you guys really, welcomed us with open arms and really helped us out a lot.
Thank you. Absolutely. We enjoyed doing it.
So let's spread the seed of growth. If you found today's episode inspiring, share it with friends, family, and colleagues. Together we can cultivate a garden of wisdom, compassion, and growth in Stillwater and beyond. Until next time, as we conclude the episode of Growing Stillwater, remember that growing is a journey, not a destination. We look forward to reconnecting with you in our next exploration of life, learning, and the beautiful tapestry of experiences that shape us. Tune in and grow with Growing Stillwater.